The Trader Cobb Crypto Show, talking business in blockchain.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Trader Cobb Crypto Show. Today's guest, I've Rajan and Harris here from Trevisi, which sounds like a pretty amazing project in the travel industry. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
I appreciate you coming out and speaking to me on what is such a busy event. So, would one of you guys, or perhaps both of you, like to introduce the project, what you guys are actually doing with Trevisi?
All right. As the name suggests itself, Trevisi, we are trying to make travel easy for everyone. So far, what you've seen in the travel space in the world, all the companies have tried to make booking the travel easy.
Yes.
Through online portals and things like that. But none of them have actually tried to make the whole process easy and affordable and available to everyone and at prices that you can't even believe.
Okay.
So we are an existing business from last 3 years here in Dubai, and we have 185,000 nights that we buy and sell every year.
Wow.
While we did that, we had our own pain points. And one of the most important pain point that one was that if it is 25th October 2018 today, and if I had 30 rooms vacant, this date is never going to come back.
Yeah.
So I have these 30 rooms, they're gone. Yeah. So it's a perishable product. So when we were aggregating and the amount of money that gets involved in acquiring these sort of nights is 10% of what somebody would make the hotel at. We are still cheaper. But even after acquiring all these at 10%, aggregating at 10%, we still came up with a new model where we make the life easier for the hoteliers, where we buy the potential unsold nights from the hotels at about 40-50% of the price that you see in the market, and then bring it to the consumer at a static price throughout the year. So there's no season or non-season for us. So if you're coming in Dubai in December, our room will cost you the same thing as it would cost you in February or March or April or June. So for us, all the months are the same.
But what if the hotel sold out? The night doesn't exist. Because you're effectively picking up the percentage of stock that's normally not booked. You buy that at a rate, so they monetize that, and then you use that.
Yes.
If it's booked out, then of course, then you might get more nights down the track
We've got inventories in almost 50 hotels in Dubai, and we're expanding. So if probably this hotel is fully booked,
the next one of the same stages is not right.
Well, I can tell you right now that we had problems with our hotel today because we decided we would stay another night here in Dubai. Now the hotel was booked out and we were busy working, so all of a sudden we had to pack all our bags, get everything out of the hotel. Thankfully our staff managed to find this one, but it wasn't quick and it wasn't easy and they didn't talk to each other.
But
your platform, I can go in there and I can go, hey, listen, I'm in a room right now, tell me what's not there, tell me what is there,
and
I get it for the rate that is much lower than probably what I'm paying tonight.
Yes.
It's a one-window operation for the whole city,
Why didn't I think of that earlier? Okay, so I've already got a use case for your business because I needed it this morning.
Yes.
All right. Now, it's a bit interesting as to how you've gotten to where you are because, I mean, we are at, you know, the World Blockchain Summit.
Yeah.
Where does the blockchain come in?
So when we were doing all this and we wanted to make it easy for the people, we wanted to make it easy for ourselves because we are looking at like our target is about 300,000 rooms in the next 1.5 years.
Wow.
And looking at a subscription model where in India, in Pakistan, in UAE, you are looking at 2 figures or 3 figures at a price of a coffee per month what you're paying to travel to Dubai for like 4 nights once a year.
So a subscription-based model, and I would say get 4 or 5 nights or whatever the number is. That's a really interesting concept.
When we were doing all this, we realized that this will actually introduce a lot of people who are not having credit cards in their pockets, and they would be becoming members because that's the subscription model.
Yeah.
And we decided, how would we manage this? Yeah. How would we manage this whole inventory? How would we manage all these?
There's a lot of data, right? There's a lot going on.
So instead of having 10,000 or 5,000 call center employees and all that, we thought, why not have a smart contract? and let it happen itself.
Yeah.
Well, it makes perfect sense. And you, okay, so there's a lot of talk about ICOs. Love them or hate them, they are what they are, and there are some brilliant ICOs out there. They really, truly are. But you didn't go that approach, did you?
No.
Because we are an existing business, right? We've got a client base, we've got all the data. So we're not going for an ICO. We've already got the funds from our existing clients. So we're just airdropping them. So, and we don't want to go for an ICO at the moment, yeah?
Yeah.
So pre-existing business.
We're still doing a private because we want to go global.
Yep.
So instead of a public ICO, what we are doing, our token is listed on Stellar, trading at 2 cents as we speak. And we are offering the token as a private investment.
Yeah, okay. For your global expansion.
For our global expansion.
Well, everybody needs to raise capital when they want to go bigger, faster. Yeah. I mean, you can grow slowly and organically, or you can ask for money.
Yeah.
And with a good business plan, you can generally raise, because there's people out there that want to support good businesses and make money. Yeah. Now, I can say one thing. I came to this event with no expectations.
Yeah.
The very first day we got here, we went on the desert safari. Now, that was put on by you guys, right?
Because
that was literally the coolest thing I have done this year, okay? I've been to plenty of events in my time, but that made this event really, truly special.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, you're going to see a bunch of footage. Drive four-wheel drives through the desert like mad dogs.
40 Land Cruisers.
40 Land, just a big caravan. Yeah. And then we stopped. We had drinks and belly dances and entertainment. Yeah. I commend you, it was an absolutely amazing event. So I just wanted to say thank you for that personally because I really enjoyed
You're
it.
You're always welcome.
And it makes, it makes the event truly, truly special. Yeah, so you talked about expansion. Okay, so we'll come back into Trevizi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You wanted to, you said 185,000 rooms now in Dubai?
185,000 rooms
nights. And you're going for 300,000.
Rooms, which translates into 300,000 into 365 room nights. That's like,
whoa.
I'll have to do the maths. That's a
serious bit of scaling.
Yeah, that's at about 2.5 million nights.
Have you found since you've used blockchain, has business become easy to manage? I mean, I ask you this question realistically from a point of view of you're not a blockchain business.
Yeah.
You're a business that has gone, oh, this will help us with our operations. It might make it cheaper, easier, more efficient, and faster, right?
Yeah.
Has it made life easier and has it cut costs? For those that are running businesses and thinking about blockchain, you've come in and you've used it.
Yeah.
What's it done for your business?
We've done our financials on scaling up our model without the blockchain and with the blockchain.
Yeah.
Before we decided that we will have to go, are we going to do the blockchain model or not? And we had to compare.
Yeah, okay.
There's a significant difference between what we had to spend in a conventional business, especially with, as I said, when I'm saying 2 million or 2.5 million subscribers,
subscribers
with 2.5 million nights to handle, you're looking at least an employee strength of 3,000 to 4,000 people.
Wow.
Which is cut down by 60% just because of certain factors being taken care of by the smart contract.
Wow.
So obviously that thing goes down, the trickle down goes to the
Consumer.
Yeah. The consumer.
It goes savings to the consumer and gives you more money to spend on expansion, which means more consumers are met, which means more people are traveling, more people are doing business, more people are seeing sites around the world that they wouldn't have seen.
Yeah.
I love it. It makes sense.
Yes.
Can you cover my airfares too? Do you do that?
Sure, we can do that.
You're getting
that? Just wait for the offers that we are coming up with.
So you are moving into that space too?
Yeah, moving into
So you'll bring us here and put us up in different places. Yes,
exactly.
Because that's the link, right? Because there's a hotel, but you've got to get to that hotel. So is that the next expansion?
Yeah, we are already in talk with a few airlines. We are going to buy the
potential unsold flight seats.
Don't do that, because anyone who flies economy and has four rows, we want four rows. Not everyone can go business class or first class, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Look, it makes perfect sense, though.
Yeah.
And so you are in that process now.
We are in the process. We are in discussion with a few airlines at the moment. And we're trying to bring deals like within $700.
Yeah, okay.
We could provide you like a two-night or three-night stay anywhere in the world with one flight included.
From anywhere
to anywhere in the world.
Okay. Whoa. Back that up.
Say that again. $700. As a member, you pay us $700. You get 2 to 3 nights stay in a Ritz.
Or a five-star.
Right. Plus a one-way flight from anywhere in the world to anywhere in the world.
So if you don't want to move back, $700 and you're somewhere else. Well, it makes perfect sense. I mean, how far away is that? I mean, sorry, that's with a subscription. So you do your subscription and then you pay the addition. Yeah. Subscription, what, just a cup of coffee a month? Did you
say? Yes, $15 per month.
$15 a month, yes.
Yeah, yeah, okay, that's fine.
So these sort of memberships that we are coming up with, they're like pay one time and you get three nights plus a flight, that sort of thing. We have, the flights is already sorted. It's just the 5-star group that we have to work on with.
Yeah.
That's on the final stage.
Well, I'm sure you've got some contacts here in Dubai. I've spoken to some people that are working with you at the moment.
Yeah.
And they're very connected people. So I'm sure you'll probably get over that hurdle faster than you might have thought in the first place. So I love the fact that you did an ICO.
Yeah.
Not that I don't like ICOs. It's just that you're an existing business.
Yes.
There's a lot of work that goes into that process as well. And you remain focused on the task at hand. You're executors.
Yeah.
Planning
for
the future, and I can't wait to see what you guys come up with. Is there anything else that you think you should mention to people that are watching?
There are a lot of things that you're not disclosing at the moment, so give us another 6 months and wait for the free hotel nights that we are going to come up with.
That sounds brilliant. Well, look, gentlemen, absolute pleasure having you on
the
show.
Thank you.
Before you go, you must tell these people where they can find out more about Trevisi.
All right, you can go to our website, which is called trevisi.com, T-R-A-V-E-Z-Y. On Facebook, it's the same T-R-A-V-E-Z-Y. And on Instagram, it's Hello Trevisi.
All right, boys, I really like what you're doing. I wish you all the best of luck. I'm sure you don't need it.
Thanks for being on the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much. Bye for now.
The Trader Cobb Crypto Podcast is hosted by Craig Cobb. All Trader Cobb courses, products, and tools can be found at tradercobb.com because experience matters.